Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With this election day, covering the story for KDKA-TV with great detail is John Delano on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh at Newsline. Always appreciate your time, John. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy election day.
So, to be clear, as we talked to Amy Downs from Allegheny County in the last half hour about the details, the practical parts, let's start with it's Democrats and Republicans voting in this primary day, right? Everybody else is on the sidelines, correct?
That's right, unless your municipality has a ballot question in which independents and everybody else can vote. This is a party primary day. Now, mind you, the state Senate has passed a bill that would allow independents to vote in whichever primary they chose. But the state house has not yet approved that bill, so it's not in effect at the moment, which basically means independents do not participate in choosing the nominees of either the Republican or Democratic primaries. And that's what's happening today, picking candidates for November.
And, John, I'm usually a registered independent, and because I choose that, I don't mind that they're closed primaries for people who specifically choose to be either a Republican or a Democrat. This is their day. This is their chance to weed out their candidates, and that's what today is for. Today,
let me just say, that's one of the big arguments against opening up the primaries. But the other argument is, hey, independents are paying for today's election as well as everybody else's taxpayers, and that they should have a right to participate. So you hear both sides of it, and we'll hear more about this in the year to come, but it does not apply to today.
And today, most people are going to the polls because mail-in ballots were probably already sent out or sent in. But the governor made a decision last night, sort of surprised everybody.
He did indeed, because mail-in ballots were supposed to be received in all 67 counties by 8 p.m. this evening in order to be counted. But he designated 6 counties, which because of civil unrest, he says, there will be an extension. The ballots can be postmarked as of 8 p.m. today and still be counted in the counties of Allegheny, Philadelphia, Delaware, Montgomery, Dauphin, and Erie. Allegheny is the only county in our area where if it's postmarked by 8 p.m., it will still be counted as long as they get it by a week from today. The other ballots, a week from today, 6/9/2020. The ballots in other counties, all the other counties listening to us right now, they must be actually received in hand by county election officials by 8 p.m. this evening. But Allegheny County, there's an exception for it that the governor carved out late yesterday.
And a little caveat, if you have your mail-in ballot in hand and didn't mail it, you can deliver it in person, but you can only deliver one. You can't grab everybody's in the families. You have to deliver only yours.
That's exactly right. And, 1.8 million Pennsylvanians received a ballot in the mail. That is, they applied for and received a ballot in the mail. But 1.1 million had come back, which means that you've got 700,000 ballots out there somewhere that have not yet been delivered. And again, they have to be delivered in person in every county except Allegheny. In Allegheny, they must be postmarked today in order to be counted.
And there's very good reason why one person would have to hand in their own ballot. We'll let people figure that one out on their own. John, today is election day for the primaries. What are some of the key races that you're watching?
Well, you know, we're watching one statewide race. The presidential races are, we know the outcome there. But the one statewide race, the Auditor General to succeed Eugene DePasquale, the Democrats have six candidates running. They're going to pick their candidate today. That's the only real statewide contest on the ballot. I'm looking closely at there's a congressional race. Congressman Mike Doyle is being challenged in the Democratic primary by Pitt Law Professor Jerry Dickinson. State Senator Jay Costa, is being challenged in his particular Democratic primary by Bill Britton of Forest Hills. But then we're looking at there are 15 contested state house races, 10 incumbents. Incumbents almost never get challenged. But in this region, we've got 10 incumbents who have opponents in their Republican and Democratic primaries. So we're watching some of those very carefully to see if there's any signs that people are unhappy with their elected officials. This is the chance in their parties to toss out incumbents. And that's among the races we're looking at.
And after this day, we'll wait for the presidential election in November. And as you pointed out, we know who the candidates are going to be.
We do. We do not know the outcome for November. And this state is so up for grabs.
So
I always tell everyone, forget the national polls. There's a national poll out there. There's a number of them out there that show Joe Biden in the lead over President Trump. But frankly, it's not the national polls that count. It's the individual state polls in states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Colorado, Florida. I mean, you can go on. There's about 10 to a dozen states that are really going to make or break whether or not President Trump is reelected or not this year. And so, you know, we're going to have an exciting next 5 months coming up, and there's just a lot to talk about.
John, real quickly, with the deferred entry for ballots this week, when will we know the outcome of today's election?
Yeah, boy, that's a great question. And it depends county by county. I've talked to most of the election officials in our region and all these various counties. Many hope to have these mail-in ballots counted. They're allowed to start at 7 o'clock this morning to open those ballots and start counting them. They're going to try to do so. They hope they have it finished by 8 p.m. so they can add those in with those of the people who vote in person. But there's no guarantee. And now with this delay in Allegheny County, if it's a really close election, you know that they're going to have to wait until they get the postmarked ballots. And we may not know for another week who wins some of the races in Allegheny County, depending on how close they are. So, you know, all bets are off. I can't say for sure that we're going to know exactly who the winners are later this evening.
Watch KDKA TV. John Delano, always appreciate your time. I know you love election days. This is a most unusual one for all the reasons we just discussed. So.
Yeah, very unusual. I don't think we've never had one like this, and we sort of hope we never do, right?
No, and appreciate your time, John. Thanks.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
Thank you, John.
Go vote.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!